My name is Susanna Gusche. I'm 18 years old. I like to read novels, play volleyball, watch telenovelas, Spanish soap operas, balance my family's checkbook, keep our financial records in order, and hang out with my realtor, Yelena. I hired her when I was 16.
I normally don't deal with high school children in buying homes and condominiums. I thought you were the decision maker, so I took you very seriously.
Oh, I remembered that. She's like, oh my God, I never thought you were so young. If my dad was with me and she's like, oh my God, so he's your father? Yeah. She thought I'll probably come with, I don't know, my boyfriend or fiance or my
husband, children.
Yeah. I'm used to people thinking I'm older.
First of all, this is a very tall woman we're talking about. You got that mature look. Cute but mature.
I'm 6'1" and I'm the one in charge of a lot of the things my family needs. Ever since the day we arrived in Chicago, I have felt like I had to have a huge brain. I had to be like 35 or older. Out of all the things I have been in charge of, the most important was finding us a home, a real home. The last time I had a home, I was 10 years old, living in Croatia. My home was big. It had 2 floors and was nicely furnished. I had my very own room. I missed that the most. When we went to Serbia to flee the conflict in Croatia, I didn't have a house anymore. Instead, I had to live in immigrant camps with hundreds of other immigrants. In 4 years, I lived in 3 of these camps, each in a different city. My whole family would stay in one small room, all 5 of us, my mom and dad, my 2 brothers, and me. Sometimes we would be in a room with other families. Other times we had to sleep in a gym or train station. Fighting, bombing, killing draw us to keep moving further and further from our home. My father finally got tired of all this moving around and living with strangers. So he went to Belgrade, the capital city of Serbia, and filled out papers to go to a foreign country. Anywhere, as long as it was different, as long as we could have a home again. Of all the countries and cities on the list, we chose Chicago. It's the only place where we had friends. When we got here, I began my mission. To find a place for us. And it had to be good. Getting my own realtor was part of this mission.
She wanted this to work. It was her thing, you know?
My mom never wanted to come to the United States. And my dad and me did. So I wanted this thing to work more than anything. In order for my mom to be happy. I instantly loved Chicago. Because the lake reminded me of the sea back in Croatia. I was also excited to be near the United Center because back then the Bulls were my favorite team because Michael Jordan used to play for the Bulls and I love Michael. Before I found my realtor Yelena, my family was placed in an apartment by an immigrant aid agency. It was an apartment of our own. The bathroom was clean. There wasn't drunken bachelors singing loudly at night like back in the camps. But it was old and half-empty. Over the next 2 years, I had a lot of learning to cram in. I was determined to learn as much English as possible, because I needed to be my parents' translator for everything. Me and my brothers used to take a dictionary and quiz each other on 5 new words a day.
Words like window, door, shoes, pen.
Chair, pen.
Pencil.
Flower.
Picture. Rooster.
But soon I was learning words like
mortgage contingency.
I still don't know what's that.
Darling, you did good. That's all that I remember. Closing date, attorney approval, professional inspection, escrow accounts,
settlement statements,
prorated taxes. I mean, these are the things that I have to explain a lot of the English-speaking people. with the immigrants, it's a different structure in the family, just because the parents, they don't speak the English that well, they don't understand the system that well, and the teenagers, they can learn the system much quicker. But never to this extent and never to this proficiency, I'm impressed. I really am impressed.
Finally, with Yelena's help, I found my family the home we wanted. I still have to share a room with my brothers, but it was 99% better than the first place. It was comfy and full of new furniture. I had my 18th birthday a few months ago, and my realtor took me out.
So I had all of these places in mind, the bars and the clubs, and she's like, Yelena, but I can't get in there. I'm like, oh my God, okay, yeah, right, let's go to John Hancock or somewhere else where we can get you in.
Yeah, and we did go. We had a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, a few times I saw a high school child in you, which was a surprise for me because I was used to you being this grown-up, which you are and you were, but you know, you sometimes said things and did things that high school kids do, and it caught me by surprise, which shouldn't have because you are in high school. It was kind of funny.
It is true. I'm still in high school, I have homework, and I'm trying to figure out where to go to college. I do feel like I missed out on my teenage years, but it's too late to lament that. I would love to go away to college, but since my family depends on me for everything, I'm not able to. I'll go to school in Chicago and I'll live with my family because they need me. But I love this feeling. I'm hungry to help them learn how to live here.